You ready? Wake up. Let's get this train rolling. This is the Upshur County Commissioners Court regularly scheduled meeting for Thursday, October 31, 2019. It's 9 a.m. Everybody's here. I'm going to declare that a quorum is present and that we're going to open for business first. We're going to ask Commissioner Gentry to offer the prayer and Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father, for who you are and what you are. For your hand of protection and provision that's been over this county, and we just thank you, Father, for that and ask you to continue. We ask that you would show us grace in our decisions that we make. And Father, if at any time we make a decision that is not correct and beneficial to this county, and we make the mistake, I pray, Father, that your hand intervenes and that you have our citizens not suffer the consequences. I ask, Father, that you would bless the men and women that protect us at home and abroad, that, Father, you continue to be with their families. And I just thank you, Lord, for being with us today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor of Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, the corrected donation agreement between Mr. and Mrs. Hartnett and Friends of the Upshur County Library, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve A through F.
Second.
Pass it down to the basket. There's a motion and second that we pass items 2A through F all together. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 3 that we had on here was to discuss and take action to purchase an office chair for JP4 with payment to be made from non-departmental furniture and fixtures. Somebody led me to believe this morning we don't have to do this.
That's correct.
And how did we get around it?
They are paying for it outside of their budget, inside their budget.
All right. So we'll skip item 3. Item 4, discuss and take action to set COBRA rates through September 30, 2020.
I make a motion we accept the COBRA rate at the maximum liability.
Second.
Motion and a second that we set the maximum COBRA rate allowed by the law. Any further discussion?
Is that any change from the current rate?
Say again.
Is that any change from the current rate, or is that what we're doing now?
We've always adopted in the years past the maximum. The dollar amount probably did change just a little bit, but I don't know that number.
It's not a significant change.
Okay.
Above that? It went down a little.
Okay.
Motion and a second to approve the COBRA rates at the maximum amount, which will be the same or a tad bit smaller than last time. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 5, discuss and take action to approve an agreement between Gregg County, Texas and Upshur County, Texas for the purchase of 4 Vulcan ovens for use in the jail kitchen. Sheriff Webb.
Yes, sir. Sheriff Serliano over in Gregg County contacted me, and they had done some upgrades in their jail, switching from gas to electric. Asked if I would be able to use the ovens that he had, and I said, absolutely. He had talked with his purchasing department there, and this is the agreement that we need so we can purchase them for $4. It's $1 an oven, and we would purchase them for $4, and he will have them brought over here. And we can use them.
Do we have some trustees that can help go pick them up?
They're going to bring them.
We can.
Or are they going to bring them?
I've talked to him. He said there's no issue. He said he can have them brought over here. So, but we will get them here. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I move we accept the purchase of the 4 Vulcan ovens from Gregg County at the cost of $4.
Second.
Motion and a second that we accept the 4 Vulcan ovens from the Gregg County authorities to the Upshur County authorities, which basically for free are at $1 a piece. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 6, discuss and take action creating an IT department and or awarding an IT contract to one of the proposals submitted to the Upshur County Commissioner's Court on September 16, 2019. I think it's my memory that we'd already decided that we're not going to create our own IT department.
Correct.
Is my memory correct?
Yeah.
And this issue's been batted around a whole lot since it first got put on here. Sort of like a badminton game. So now we're all here. So I guess that what's up on the plate is who to award the IT contract to.
I make a motion again for a 1-year contract to be awarded to Geek Your PC.
I'm gonna stay with my second. Second.
All right, so motion and a second that we accept the proposal offered by Geek Your PC.
What you're doing business is Gilmer Computer Tech.
That's what I was going to say, DBA Gilmer Computer Tech. Is there any discussion?
How much is the cost?
$48,000.
And this is the lowest of the two proposals, right?
Correct.
By far. All right, most in a second. It's now open for discussion.
Okay, I guess I'm going to jump out here because I think I was the tiebreaker from last court, from what I understand. And so I guess I'll just go ahead and say my piece.
That's what discussion's for.
Yep. I have, personally, this is me speaking, if we had not had the increase from inline, this wouldn't have been anything that we were even looking at this point in time. With all of the, I stated before, my concerns were the history and the problems that we've had having that start all over. I love Erin to death. I don't doubt for a moment that she couldn't do it. My thing is, how long would it take and what happens in the meantime when we're starting something new? And so I am going to have to stay within line for right now. And that seems to be the majority of the calls and input that I've had from the other offices that are having Estella work on things and do things with them. And so even though the code says lowest and best, the best part in there also allows for monetary assignment to retention and continuity. And so that's one of the reasons that I feel like right now, with everything that we've had going on, to stay where we are.
You said the input from the offices was to keep in line? Okay.
Not the majority, no, sir.
Beg your pardon?
Not the majority that I've spoke to.
Ms. Williams, how much is inline's bid?
I believe it's 62, which is considerably higher.
69.
69, which is considerably.
It's how much?
69.
69.
Okay, you said 2, and you're saying 69? We.
I thought it was 62, but.
69 was the figure I was given last time.
Okay.
Have you spoken to Aaron and them about your concerns and questions?
I asked each office that had concerns to contact her. I have spoken with Aaron, and she says, yes, you know, she feels that we can do it. But here again, I've been here when we've made changes that didn't turn out very well because we were not considering the past history.
I mean, it's nothing against Estella. I like Estella, too. It's inline. We haven't had a backup to our clerk stuff for 7 years. They've been here 7 years, and we just now got it. And I'm not for sure it's complete. I mean, you're shaking your head no, but Terry's telling me otherwise.
Okay, let me take this over here because y'all don't have to get in the on the ground on this. I wish I hadn't have told everybody I would vote when I ran for office. I could have hid out like most judges do, it's their right, and only voted in the case of ties. But I ran for office thinking I'm a fifth of the court, and by golly, you deserve to have, like Gene Stallings used to run Aggie football. It might be right or it might be wrong. That's the next play we're going to run. And I'm going to tell y'all, I know Miss Gentry's really sweated this. But before y'all go there, you know, why can't I have Estella and Gilmer Computer Tech? Well, we don't live in a perfect world. I have really vacillated on this, and I've thought on it a lot more since the last time. I did cause it to be, well, it was a tie last time with Commissioner Gentry, and so now we know her feelings, but mine have sort of changed. I resent this contract going up to $69,000, and I resent being made feel like, well, you're hooked on us, so you got to stay. And that may be true, but I don't like it. So I'm leaning toward going with Computer Tech.
I'm leaning toward abstention because I do business with Aaron, and I'll have to do business with her in the future, and but I will say this: we talked about records not being copied or stored or whatever, and there was multiple reasons I'm sure that if we took the time to figure it out, why that over the period of time this hasn't happened. And a lot to do with the way our installation or our computer system was set up within the county and all the aspects of everything that we had to do. And I think that had any company came in other than Inline, they would have had a lengthy time to get that stuff stored as well. It wouldn't happen overnight. There was just a lot of issues that dealt with that.
I understand. We're also talking about almost a decade, though. So.
And we moved servers. We've done all kinds of different things that had to be done. And so I don't think we need to hold Inline hostage because of that one aspect. I think if you look at some of the other aspects, if you look at, and I've said this I don't know how many times, you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. And I know where we've been and what it took to get us to where we are today.
I believe Aristotle said that.
Well,
you're a scholar.
Whatever.
If you don't know something's origins, you know nothing.
Well,
and I don't mean to make light of that.
And that's not to say that Aaron's company couldn't do the job, because she probably can. You have 8 people in your office, and you were going to dedicate 1 or 2 to this deal. Hopefully you wouldn't lose the 1 or 2 and have to have somebody else come in on top of them and not know what's going on. If we lose Estella today, and I'm just going to give you all the input. Y'all do what you want to do. But with Estella, she's had several times people have come in and backed her up. And so they know what's going on within our system as well. And just because we get our nose out of joint because these people went up in price, and I'm the most conservative commissioner you'll ever have. I'm tighter than a drum. But just because we've got these people that have gone up on their bid, they probably should have done that periodically. And I don't believe that Aaron, if you take this on, that you'll also be able to hold the line. And I certainly hope that what it doesn't develop into is that we have an in-house IT, because we had that, and that was a nightmare. So,
well, if they can't hold the line, we'll be here again.
So you make another decision, you change one more time, okay? So, but because I do business with you, Aaron, and I'm going to have to do it in the future, I'm going to abstain from voting, okay? And that's not to say that for any reason I don't. I know you. You have done well for me. Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
Any further discussion? How'd you this morning, Mr. Isaacs? Good to see you, sir.
At the last meeting, I remember that you had a little bit of consternation, Frank, before you made your vote and kind of thought about it for a minute. Was that what was on your mind, whether or not you wanted to abstain or not in that instance?
It was always on my mind. But I'm going to tell you why I did not vote abstention last time, because I think I owed it to our fellow commissioner to have a full panel here to make that decision. Rather than me make that decision.
And it's hard to make some of these decisions, especially being in a community like this. She's been to my grandkids' birthday parties. I've been to her kids' birthday parties. There's history there. And unfortunately, you can't make those decisions based on how you feel about somebody. And I hope you know, this has been a gut-wrenching thing, because I started out going to abstain because of a friendship.
I understand.
And your wording that you felt like we were being held hostage. How about all the times that we should have been charged for things that Estella did just because? So you can't say that Inline has held us hostage, and I think that's an unfair statement, but that's my opinion there. And so,
well, I guess. My sons are always saying, "Dad, you said that." And I'm like, "Really? Did I say that?" Maybe I did say that. I didn't mean it to be that way. But
if anything I've said causes either anybody to change their vote and we come to a tie vote, I'll have to make a decision then.
Thank you, Chief and Connie. Questions?
I can count votes,
Speak up so we can hear.
I can count votes, so I get it. But
but I just wanted to say thank you. I'm going to tell you, one of my great mentors in my life, where I came from, told me one time, he said, do everything in your power to get rid of a bad employee and do everything in your power to keep a good one. And for all practical purposes, this fella has been an employee for the county and has been a darn good one. And I hope that any decision regarding that is carefully thought through. I don't know these people, and they're probably not. But we would be getting rid of what is essentially a really good employee, and that's not the practice that they like.
I'm going to speak. You wait, I'm going to speak. I understand. It's not about Estella, and she's not our employee. You need to think, too, her company could move her. She could quit. They could fire her. She might not be here when this contract is renewed with them. Could or could not. It's not about Estella. It's about Inline. If Inline hadn't jumped past the 50,000 threshold, we wouldn't be having this conversation and dragging it on for 6 weeks. But the point is, they did. And we're here. E-Tech supports Geek Your PC. I support them. So I don't want there to be this fear of change that they can't do it. I've done the research. I believe they can.
Nobody has less fear of change than these two people right here. We've proven that. So that's not the issue.
Okay.
So had they not gone up on their bid and their price, we'd be with them.
I wouldn't even know about Geek Your PC would even be in this venue.
And everything would be just hunky dory.
We would have just went forward as far as I know.
I would like to restate what Mr. Barker said. Inline probably should have increased their request for price a long time ago. Maybe they're just now doing it in this fashion so much. Maybe they should have done it little by little. But this woman right here works a lot of hours, and she's a great employee. And I know it's not about her, it's about Inline. But we're going to be losing an asset to this county. She's got a lot going on at the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department honestly should have their own IT department. She handles it all most of the time on her own. And we're going to be losing Estella. And to me, it's not worth it. And they may do a great job, but I don't think anybody can do what this woman can do.
We got another person standing there.
I'm still looking at a $21,000 difference.
For stuff they say they can do for us now with the extra money that Erin says she can do for the 48.
But I believe in Miss in Inline's budget annually, there has been somewhere between $30,000 to $60,000 that she's worked hard to not have to spend. And out of her budget, in other words, given back in her budget every year, $30,000 to $60,000.
To the budget point, most of what was given back was for equipment budgeted that was not purchased. So that basically, I don't know if that's a savings or not. We budgeted a certain amount for equipment. The total amount wasn't purchased, and so that was given back.
It was purchased, but it was purchased at a great price, so we could have got by without just buying another bunch of stuff and putting it on the shelf.
Possibly. But to the point of the budget, the increase with Inline is about $21,000, which we did not budget for.
Okay.
So if we were to take on a contract that's $21,000 more than we budgeted, we have to pull that from somewhere. And then one other point that hasn't been brought up that I think really needs to be considered is in the contract with Inline, there was a work order process. In other words, work orders were to be submitted and tracked when we were having issues to help us identify how many issues and if the same issues were repetitive or not, and that hasn't been done. So it's difficult for us as a county to isolate where our actual issues are. And Geek Your Computer, that is part of their contract, is there would be a work order process to help us identify.
Yes.
And to what everybody said, I have always been very grateful for Estella. There is no question whatsoever in anybody's mind that Estella is an absolutely terrific person. but to the point, she's not an employee. The contract is with someone other than Estella.
Does the court have a legal option to reject both bids and go out on again?
We don't.
Beg pardon?
I think we can agree, yes.
I'm not suggesting that, I'm just asking if you have that option.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I'm not in a position ever to suggest anything, I'm just asking if you have that option.
Yes.
I have a.
Yes, please.
We have a similar policy that we passed for anyone needing maintenance to send a request by email. Also, that is supposed to come CC to the commissioners, because at one time we had people saying, well, you know, it's taking forever. Well, I didn't see the email that you requested it. Well, I called him. Well, that's not the thing. So I'm wondering, even though Inline said that they have that, how many of us have actually done that? I know that I'm guilty. I don't, when I need Estella or I need an issue, I just call her phone number. I don't send that. So I don't know. I don't want that to be used as a negative, because we still don't do it for our own maintenance department a lot of times. There's people that still, you know, I'll be standing there talking to him about something, and he'll get a phone call and go, okay, and I'll say, why didn't you tell him to send it in the email? Put it in the email. So we're bad about that kind of stuff as a whole. So if that's something that we do wind up changing, and that is a thing, we're all going to have to get used to doing that and doing it right.
One thing we just talked about was the money. And one thing we haven't asked, and we have a legal right to ask that too, in court, and Erin's here to represent her company, and I don't know if Estella can speak for her company or not, but I'm going to ask the question, is that your final and best offer?
Yes. I think so.
Mr. Dolly.
Well, you know, here, we just changed our insurance. And these people sat in here and told us that they were going to be available at all times. Well, I had a problem here just about a week ago I've been working with. The three people that's supposed to be getting a hold, I've called, left messages. I finally called Kathy Mullins, and I got some callbacks. So, you know, we know what we've got with Estella. You can call her anytime, day or night, and she's going to respond and fix the problem. I don't know. When you go to something new, you don't know if you've got that or not, or whether that's going to happen. They've said and promised a lot of things, but proof's in the pudding.
We've also had 6 weeks. How many, can somebody show me a show of hands that have actually talked with these people that are right across the street? Anybody out here? Called them, sat down with them? Nobody's giving them a fair shot. I have. So, there's that.
Mr. Dolly, you got a great point, but here's my deal. You know, if we go out to buy a new car, or let's say a vehicle, and I'd like to shop local, so that militates a little bit. But and then the guy local wants, you know, 30% more. That's where it gets tough for me. I mean, I don't expect my local dealer to match what somebody in Dallas can do, because they're selling 90. I'm not going to do that, but it's just dangerous, in my view, that jump. I'm almost kin to Estella. Estella's 5 stars. If she asked me for a job reference, it's going to be 5 stars to like. I wish we had her. But, you know, there's truth in what everybody has said here today, and I'm just left with a decision I hoped I didn't have to make, but I have to make it, so I'm going to do it.
When does the current contract with Inline expire?
It's been month to month.
It's month to month.
Oh, it's month to month?
Mm-hmm. It has been for quite some time.
And its current cost?
Connie, how much is the current cost?
It's $48,000 for that particular service that they provide. There is an additional, they would bill an additional amount for services outside the contract.
Which we've never received any of those, have we?
I don't know, I can't say.
Okay, y'all ready to vote? I think we've kind of crystallized our position.
You're it.
All right, those in favor of awarding the contract to Geeker PC, DBA, Gilmer Computer Tech, please indicate. Those opposed?
I abstain.
All right, motion passes 3-1 with one abstention. And I think we owe Stella a vote of thanks for everything she's done for us. Any other business before the court this
morning? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion a second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All the commissioners stay here. We need you to sign documents. And Mr. Dolly, I need to see you before you leave. Thank you.